This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The very expensive partisan social spending bill President Biden refers to as Build Back Better has zero Republican support because they say it's not good for America.
Federal lawmakers back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately be tackling the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A bipartisan group of House of Representatives arrived in Taiwan Thursday night for meetings with senior leaders, including President Tsai Ing-wen, in a showing that the United States is behind an independent Taiwan. The delegation includes reps from Michigan, two from California, Texas, and South Carolina. Journalist Gordon Chang on Newsmax says how the White House responds is paramount to what will happen in Taiwan.
We talk about strategic ambiguity or strategic clarity, the two poles, but what's happening right now is we've got a policy which isn't ambiguous, not clear as well, but the point is we're moving toward the strategic clarity end of the spectrum. That's a very good thing. That means Beijing will know what we want to do, and we have seen this throughout not only this administration, but also the Trump administration. We see the United States moving much closer to a defense of Taiwan, and if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear. And that's my great concern, because although Biden himself has expressed some pretty good sentiments in Taiwan, his administration have walked them back, and Beijing has seen the disarray in the White House and in the Pentagon. They don't respect Biden generally after Afghanistan, so Taiwan becomes the test of credibility of the U.S., and right now we are seeing Beijing almost daily testing the Biden administration over the island republic.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and it's our promise to you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it's that important, especially in light of what's happening in our country today. We're so bombarded with so many lies and narratives out there. We're being led to believe things that just are not so. It's just that simple. And I can understand it because we were told time and again that Donald Trump was the worst president ever. And we were told that we should hate him and ignore all the good things that he was doing, like energy independence, all the things that we wish we'd had now. We could have made it to grandma's house and back a lot cheaper and probably been able to buy a couple of extra pumpkin pies along the way just for fun. But instead, we've got the Biden economy. And how do you like them apples? Let me tell you. 7 minutes after the top of the hour, it's time for Phil Hotzenpiller, who joins us now, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and good to speak with you again on this Monday morning. At least it's Monday where I am. I don't know what it is.
Yes, it is. It is Monday, but I don't know. If the Democrats want to change the hours and times, they'll beat us down with a narrative. They'll have us convinced that it's already Tuesday or something, but or still leave us on Sunday. I don't know. It's just so upside down. Anything can happen. But, I had an interesting conversation with Dr. John Lott early, and I told him I was going to talk to you about this as well. You know, here was Thanksgiving, and we had talked about this on our show. We had Leah Filson on from Plymouth, Mass. She's the historian there, came in to talk about, you know, the pilgrims and 400 years of Thanksgiving celebration this year. But the legacy media, boy, it was just quiet as a church mouse. Well, you know, why do you think?
Well, I think, again, it's the attempt to erode the history. You know, mm-hmm. This was a strategy of Marx. If you can take away the history of a people, then you take away their purpose. And so without a purpose, without a foundation that's solid based on some really good principles and values, now the game is wide open. So we can do whatever we want to do with the narrative moving forward. And that plays into whether you want to talk about Marxism, socialism, or the Great Reset that is currently underway and clearly being, you know, spoken by leaders like Biden and others around the world. Who say, you know, we're done. I mean, France, Macron just came out, the president just came out and said, yeah, capitalism is dead. We need a great reset. So you see, there is a worldwide movement to change historical narratives. Thanksgiving is a big one because it has to do with our foundation and the principles and values we hold to.
Well, even that little bit of history, first of all, you go back to Thanksgiving and the pilgrims and how the country started. Oh, you got to bring up that Almighty God thing. We don't want to talk about God. You know, that's the inconvenient truth. So we won't talk about God, and we certainly won't talk about the early experiment of socialism by the pilgrims, who thought that initially, hey, we'll all have a common purse, we'll all work together, until Captain John Smith brilliantly saw that that wasn't working, because you had people that were sitting back, and they liked socialism. You know, they did no work, but got the benefit of everybody else's hard work, and when you say everybody else, it was really a small percentage. I mean, the old Pareto principle that, 20% gives you 80% of the yield, even that worked during that period of time as well. So you had a small number of people were the ones that were feeding, you know, these pilgrims, and they were wearing themselves out, the ones that were productive. And, Captain Smith said, no, we're going to give you your own parcel of land. And here is the seedlings of the whole capitalistic system of people being, you know, self-responsible and self-productive.
Well, and I think you hit on it right there. The more independent you have in terms of from government, independence in terms of your freedom of what you do and how you manage your money and how you earn your money. So if you take that away, what you've really done is you've removed the middle class from society. And this is a key component of how Marxism works, because the most scary people are the people that have their own businesses. They manage their own affairs, and they have independence versus the very poor that depend on government handouts, or the very rich who basically subrogate the entire society below them. And so you see that happens. And the middle class, whether it's lower or upper middle class, that whole spectrum of income there, all of those have some other things in common. They're typically, not always, but they're typically more family-oriented and based. They're typically more conservative. Many of them are religious and Christian. And so you see that this is kind of a scary group. And what do we do with people like that? Because God forbid if some of them could actually become wealthy and begin to affect the narrative out there. So I think this is what's happening, and this is a strategy from day one.
No, without a doubt, and well said, Phil, because, this is what Barack Obama, when he talked about the fundamental transformation of America, this is what he did. He absolutely annihilated the middle class. And what was left on the bone, Donald Trump was able to revive, and in short order, in less than a year, what does Joe Biden do? The guy who's the moderate, who cares about supposedly the middle class, you're realizing, oh, here we are. We've bought into the lie once again, and we've got somebody who, by their own, their own policies, is murdering the middle class.
Well, and I think there's two things that I have to address. One is there's bad leadership, and then there's evil leadership, and unfortunately, Biden has fallen to both of those, because his attack on human rights, his attack on the unborn, these are nothing short than evil. Bad leadership would say, wow, we just don't know how to run the country. Evil leadership would say, you're going to lose your job if you don't fall in line with my mandates. And this is what I think that people have to understand. We don't just have a bad Jimmy Carter leader. We have a bad Jimmy Carter leader with an evil component behind it. Jimmy Carter, for all his faults, wasn't evil in his intent. But I see that now, and I see he surrounded himself by what looks like, from his entire cabinet and the leaders he's pulled in, are those that are as anti-God, anti-American, anti-values as you could possibly get. So let's call it what it is. The Bible refers to evil kings in the days of Israel. The good kings were few and far between. We're living in a time where we have bad leadership and an evil leader at the helm.
Wow, that's quite revealing. But it's not that far fetched when you look at, again, the policies and what's going on and how this administration, even Trevor Loudon, is you've heard me say this before, who's done a lot of research on this. I mean, he just flat out, and I know anybody that was driving when they heard this on the show probably ended up in an embankment or over the, you know, off the freeway with it, because it was quite shocking and telling when he just said flat out, he said, Bill, I'm telling you, he says, everyone, I can tell you, everyone of Joe Joe Biden's inner circle is an avowed Marxist without exception. And he said there was one exception. There was one person that wasn't. But, you know, you got to. And so any big surprise here? But to your point, you know, Marxism is flat out evil, isn't it?
Well, it is, because what's at its root is anti-God. It is that the state is God and there is no God of the Bible. So that tells you everything you need to know. If you love God or you have a belief in God.
I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. When we come back. More from Phil after this.
Of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
She changed.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I got to tell you, Phil, I don't know, the Sanctus Real song, the first time I had it, I'm driving down the road, the first time I heard it, I'm driving down the road, and the lyric hit me so clearly, and it just struck my heart in such a way that, I mean, tears are rolling down my face. You know, to realize that in the midst of all that we're going through right now, this with this pandemic and, you know, the lies that, you know, seem to be unleashed on not only the American people, but the world. I mean, Satan is having a heyday here right now, I believe, you know, in a spiritual context. And you and I talked about this. Above all, you know, this is a spiritual battle that's happening, and we're trying to reason this with human reasoning, and we've got to realize that we're ill-prepared, that if we don't line up with the weapons of our spiritual warfare here, we're going to get our heads handed to us, because the power of these lies, you know, and how they've been able to conscript all the media channels, the key influencers in our country and around the world, I mean, to the point, like you said, with, you know, Macron and these other international leaders are buying into the Great Reset. And the Great Reset is a big setup, as you and I have talked about. This is all a setup with the World Economic Forum for a one world government. And again, what happens is you always have the fake before you get the legitimate. So a one-world government, the fake one-world government, will happen. It is going to happen. But the legitimate one-world government with Jesus coming back, that is going to happen as well. And I say this as we enter into this time in the church's liturgical calendar of Advent. And the first week is hope. And this is the driving force, is that in spite of all this stuff, we cannot lose hope. Right, Phil?
Correct. And keep in mind that a one world government attempt has been happening since Genesis chapter 10 in the Bible with Nimrod, the Tower of Babel. And, you know, fast forward in a generation of some people who are alive today, Adolf Hitler. And you think about Adolf Hitler and his rise to power. And for many of us, we were either, you know, young, or we could look back on it historically and see it. But that was a one world government attempt. The Soviet Union was a one-world government. They wanted to control the entire world. And the difference is that America has been a superpower without a one-world government agenda up until now. And now you see where we want to merge in, according to the leaders of this Great Reset, into a coalition of forces by their own words. I mean, their video that says this is what's going to be by 2030, a few countries will rule over the entire world. And so it's not a hidden agenda. It is a clearly stated agenda. Furthermore, that you will own nothing, but you will be happy. Now, think about that concept right there. Ask the guy on the street who's living homeless. He owns nothing. Is he happy? And yes. If he is, if he tells you he's happy, he's probably been on the street too long.
Mm-hmm. Or he's dealing with some mental impairment.
So here's an interesting thing, Bill. 5 days ago, literally the day, I just sent you this article. We published an article in AmericanFaith.com, Africa, no mask, no vax, no COVID. And it goes on to say that with less than 6% vaccination rate, the lack of mask wearing make it the least COVID-affected regions in the world, according to the World Health Organization. What happened in 5 days is Omicron was released somehow into society, travel bans were implemented, and I believe it was a reaction to the fact that this particular continent did not line up with the narrative that they were selling. So call me conspiracy or not, it's too coincidental that these things happen 5 days apart. I really believe that there's something happening here behind the scenes that are trying to push this narrative and keep people afraid so that and it's working. It's absolutely working. Yes. I mean, I've never seen so many more masks on the streets than I did yesterday out at the mall. It was probably it was up probably 10 to 1 what it was 2 days ago.
Wow. Yeah, you see,
this is the power of this oppressive, draconian government in which we're living under. This is the evil that you're talking about, Phil. Is that and here we're led to believe, or we, you know, anybody that has any sense of reason is put in the arena of the conspiratorial. Because of this, is so quite suspicious that here's a report, and within 5 days, then you have this counter narrative going out, and it's like, okay, and can you believe the numbers anyway? Because you got Dr. Fauci who says, "I am science." I mean, the arrogance of it all.
He is,
right?
He is something. There's no doubt about it. I'm not sure that would be the word I would use, but he is something.
Well, self-proclaimed.
5%. Yeah, 65% of Europeans have been fully vaccinated, and 69% have received at least one dose. And yet, they have, along with America, the highest reoccurrence rate among vaccinated. In fact, their rates are higher than people who have never been vaccinated. You know, mm-hmm. In other words, we should fire the people who have been vaccinated and keep the people who haven't because they're healthier.
Yes.
That's what science would tell you.
Exactly, and that's starting to come out now. They can't tamp it down as people are going, wait a minute, you know, I got the virus, and for me, you know my story, in March of this year, I got the virus, I went to my doctor, I've been staying on top of it, my T-cell immunity is still very strong, you know, Dr. Fauci, science himself, isn't about to tell you any kind of scientific data or information about people who are naturally immune. I mean, they kind of poo-pooed it, and they say, oh, maybe it'll, you know, cover you for 2 or 3 months. Phil, I'm like 9 months down the road and still going strong here. And I'm just one example. And I know there's other people who probably are like me and doing, you know, staying on top of their own health and their own measurements and probably finding out the same thing. And this is why when they come out and tell you, you know, some of this make-believe stuff to keep everybody fearful about it, they see it for what it is because it's not, you know, it's not holding water.
Well, it's not. And again, if we go back to two philosophies. One is there is a God. He is a creator God. He created us in his image, and he gave us natural immunity. That's one thought. The other thought is, no, we evolved, and we have to keep getting better and better. And the only way we can do that is with our science apart from God. So you have, what's really happening is you have two, concepts of looking at mankind. One is God, one is anti-God, no God. And so if you think about it, there's no God to intervene, and God, you weren't a divine creation, then I can abort you, or I can put things in your body that you shouldn't be in your body, or I'm going to force you against your will. Why? Because we know better than you know, because we're God. State is God.
Yes.
Versus
right.
God is God. And
wow.
That's where we are, Bill. That's really where we are.
Well, and the thing is, Phil, is that heaven help the Dr. Faucis and those that have bought into that lie. I mean, they've been selling a big lie to everybody, but they bought into a lie themselves that is worse than the lie that they're selling. Think about it. You are going to put yourself above God? Oh, Lord. It didn't work for the last guy. I mean, last time he got thrown out of heaven, he and his minions, and they're here tormenting the rest of us until the time comes when God says, because he always makes it, it always comes to that point where God comes out and says, that you will know that I am God. Undeniable. And that day is coming once again to those that doubt and think they know better. We got 45 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home.
Revelation 22. It basically says that anyone who does not align with this book, their name is taken out of the book of life, and they are in utter darkness for eternity. And I can say without a doubt, Fauci's there. Because what he's done is anti-God. He's taken a stand against God and against creation and called himself the face or the world or the word in his mind is I am science.
I'll tell you what. The thing that comes to mind is you got to pray for Dr. Fauci. He knows not what he's doing or where he'll end up. Phil Hotzenpiller,
okay.
Thank you.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again, a one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, Giving Tuesday is becoming quite the tradition, and it's recognized each year on the day after Black Friday and Cyber Monday with the goal of bringing attention to the importance of giving during this holiday season. Our next guest is here to explain why Giving Tuesday is more important than ever this year and how giving on this one day and year-round can truly make an impact. Joining us is Catherine Core. She's the chief marketing officer for Blackbaud. Blackbaud is the world's leading cloud software company, powering social good, serving nonprofits, schools, healthcare institutions, and more. Catherine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Catherine, Giving Tuesday has become quite the tradition, and I got to tell you, I look forward to it every year because, you know, it just reminds us of what this season is all about, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, you said it, right? We've got these days of consumption, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday is truly a global giving holiday. In the Giving Tuesday movement, it's focused on generosity, and it's just focused on encouraging people to give. And that can mean giving money, sure, or giving your time, or even the power of your voice. So it is just a special day and a special moment to pause and remember to give back.
Well, and again, we're reminded of that old axiom, you know, something our grandmothers, maybe our parents told us along the way about it being better to give than receive. And, you know, and when you're little, you kind of question that a little bit, going, well, I think receiving is pretty good. But, you know, as you mature and you realize the blessing of giving, it really is a powerful element, isn't it?
It really, I mean, good organizations and what they do, the impact that they have on the world. And when I say social good organizations, we're talking about nonprofits and foundations, museums, schools, faith organizations, healthcare organizations, and all these organizations that come together, you know, to change the world. And so these will be organizations that work on healthcare, disaster response, education, you know, children with cancer, everything. And, you know, it's been hard times. And giving is a huge impact on these organizations, and we know the COVID-19 pandemic is continuing. And so generosity and civic engagement and philanthropy, frankly, have never been more important.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's amazing to me, Catherine, I hear stories that in spite of how difficult it's been, these companies like this that are so geared to social good, and that they have found a way to still make it work. And here it is, our chance to partner with them on Giving Tuesday to come alongside and, you know, kind of help jettison that effort. And as you said, there's been no help with this pandemic that we've had to go through. But, you know, the other thing that comes to mind about this, could you imagine a world without, you know, social good?
No, I mean, you said it. Even in our most challenging years, the past few years, giving has increased overall. I mean, we are such a nation of givers. We're so generous. And that is, you know, been so prevalent over the last year. And, you know, it's really important. And part of the reason we talk about pausing on Giving Tuesday is, you know, 36% of charitable giving actually happens in the last 3 months of a year. And 20% occurs in December alone. And so these these social good organizations are really relying on donations to fund their critical mission. So this is a really important time of year for them. And, you know, like you said, you know, giving is everywhere, and it should be everywhere. And it really, when you give, you just feel better. And this is just one day to pause and do that. And, you know, we believe at Blackbaud that when we all get involved, you know, together we can make a world of good. And so that's what, you know, that's what we want people to be thinking about tomorrow.
It really does brighten up the holiday, doesn't it? Giving just has that kind of, you know, light about it and such positivity. We're talking with Catherine LaCour. She's the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer for Blackbaud. Catherine, help our audience understand how Blackbaud is connected to Giving Tuesday.
Sure. So we are the world's leading cloud software company powering social good, and we're actually a founding partner of Giving Tuesday. And Giving Tuesday was founded back in 2012. And what we do is we make the technology that helps all the social organizations drive their mission. So we bring the technology, we bring the people and the causes together and what we call the ecosystem of good. I'm actually up in New York City today. I'm ringing with my colleagues the NASDAQ closing bell to kick off the global start of Giving Tuesday this year.
Oh, wow.
It kicks off
Very
in Australia, cool. Movement, and then it moves around the world. So we're up here to highlight Giving Tuesday and celebrate our customers and encourage everyone to get involved in giving.
Now, we could make Giving Tuesday a good pandemic, can't we? Don't you? Because I just see the spread. I mean, right now we're concerned about some spread from South Africa and that's going on, which, by the way, is just something we have to be aware of. They say that there's minor impact right now on this. But again, you know, we don't know for sure. But we do know for sure that giving has a powerful impact. And, you know, and just as you say, there you are. You're in New York, and we're going to start it in Australia. And I just see a wave, you know, going across this universe of giving, and this really excites me. And I think if we're going to, you know, celebrate a pandemic, let's celebrate a pandemic of giving. Why not, huh?
Bill, I love it. I just love it. And, you know, one of the things when we talk about how people can give, you know, yes, it's money, yes, it's time, and the power of their voice. But, you know, one of the most powerful things that we have today is our networks, our social networks. And to use that to get the message out about a cause that you care about and share with your friends, share with your family, or, you know what, support a friend or family member who's sharing their cause with you on social media, or an organization that's sharing with you. It is such a great way to spread good and spread
exactly.
Good news and goodwill.
Well, like you said, it's time. It's your time. It's your resources, your treasure that you can share and give on Giving Tuesday. Much appreciated right now. Because the other thing with some of these organizations, they're strapped for manpower, aren't they? I mean, so in being a service to the community through these Giving Good organizations, you know, that's a boon as well. So it isn't always just about money, though money's is important, but especially right now, manpower is important too, right, Catherine?
That is exactly right. I mean, I like the way you just framed that. We talk about giving in terms of time, treasure, and talent. And that's what you're talking about. Giving back, right. Volunteering, being present for your organization. You know, and that, yes, you can do a donation, but offering your time is really important as well. Or, you know what? Launch a fundraising campaign. If you don't have finances right now to give, that's okay. You know, again, tap into your networks, share the word, and, you know, see if you can get a fundraising going. Again, get that pandemic, that social good pandemic going.
Exactly.
And,
Catherine, I bet you've got some great stories, speaking of which, of how people have creatively come up with ideas for Giving Tuesday. Can you share one? We've got about a minute and a half left.
Oh, yeah. So you mentioned it. These organizations have just found creative ways to connect with people during the pandemic. You know, one of my favorite examples that just makes me smile every time I talk about it is the Catholic Diocese of Allentown. They worked with a platform that we have called Just Giving to create a virtual cooking competition with its pastors. They called it Cooks with Callers.
I love it. That's great.
And they raised over $200,000 in donations and sponsorships in 4 weeks. We've got other, you know, organizations like Brothers Foundation. They support local programs in the areas of healthcare, infrastructure, disaster response, and education. And they raised more than 700%. They had an increase in fundraising of more than 700% last Giving Tuesday to help further their mission. So we know people want to give, and, you know, organizations are going to be putting out emails today, and they're going to be on social media. So we ask your listeners, just keep an eye on your inboxes, keep an eye on your social media channels, and you'll hear from your favorite organizations, and then figure out the right way for you to give and lean in there. And we'd love to hear about it, Bill. So let us know how you're getting involved. Tag us at BlackBod on any social channel, and that's BlackBod. And we want to hear about the social good pandemic that Bill just kicked off this morning here. And we want to hear. And also, if you have any organizations that are listening, social good organizations, we have free toolkits and free resources for fundraising that they can leverage for Giving Tuesday. And that is at givingtuesday.blackbod.com.
That's perfect. Catherine, we'll leave it right there. Give you the last word. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's pray and be excited about a very excellent Giving Tuesday. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 1712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Adam Holtz, yes, the one and only, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, happy tryptophan post, food coma, turkey day, Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. I trust you had a great
one. I'm trying to wake up.
I hear you. I mean, well, I'll tell you, you know, that tryptophan, when that kicks in, it's all so silent, but you just, you know, you find a comfy couch and you just go with it, right?
You just nod off and just call it a holiday, right?
Yeah, and you wake up and you go, what happened to my pumpkin pie?
Yeah, it's the children who didn't eat their turkey but went straight to the pie. They are the one who got it.
Amazing that, you know, this has been kind of the inside of the day here was here we celebrated the 400th anniversary of Thanksgiving, but the mainstream media in that made little to do of it. And I believe that this was all on purpose, Adam.
Well, I think so. I mean, it seems like it was interesting. I saw a number of posts on social media of, you know, really cynical, woke, progressive criticism of Thanksgiving as a holiday. And it's, you know, though, what are we going to have left after we tear it all down? I mean, and by we, I don't mean you and I. I mean the, you know, there is a progressive bent toward destroying everything that we once embraced and celebrated as a culture. And it's worrisome to me. It's sad, you know.
I think what's happening is that there's a clear delineation between those who have joy and those that don't. And it's still easily seen. Yes, the communities are being so propagandized that you know, you're led to believe that this is all to hell in a handbasket, but it's really still a very small percentage of people who are buying into this narrative that people like yourselves and, you know, our families are, we're not participating in that part of the world right now. And thank God for it. And my guard is up, and I'm trying to encourage everybody else to, hey, maintain your position. You know, this is a spiritual battle that we're in, and we know who wins, and we know who's on our side, and that's what we can count on, because the day is coming, and it's already starting to happen, when people are tired of their misery, and they look at Adam Holtz and going, wait a minute, buddy, well, how come you're not miserable like me? You know, what do you got that I don't got?
Right.
And,
well,
and this is what this is all being set up for, you know?
And we have a hope that transcends the particular pains of the moment, whatever they may be. And mm-hmm. obviously we've been in the COVID pain for longer than any of us wanted to be, but it doesn't dominate my mm-hmm. worldview. It doesn't,
right.
You know, that's not the lens that I'm looking at my life through, because we have an opportunity to be people of hope. And that's what Scripture says, you know, always be right. ready to give an account for the hope that you mm-hmm. have within you, which is what you're talking about, Bill.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said hope, because hope is the word for the first week of Advent, which yes. started yesterday, right?
Yep.
And you think about that simple four-letter word, hope, what that means. And for people of faith, my goodness, I mean, we have so much to hope on, and it's not an empty hope. I mean, we've seen time and again where God's hand has been so clearly manifest, and we're reminded of that in the simple ceremony and appreciation as we go back and consider Thanksgiving and what it represents, and this giving season that we're entering into, God's greatest gift that he gave to humanity, and the world has not been the same since, and it's just been that the battle rages all the more against God Almighty. I mean, which is kind of silly when you think about it. I mean, it's like, who has the nerve? I mean, you know, Dr. Fauci, here he is. He's telling everybody, well, I am science. You know, I am the God, you know.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God, you poor, deluded individual.
Well,
and anybody
and
else
honestly,
who follows you.
Yeah. I mean, it's asinine. Honestly, and mm-hmm. that's not a word that I use lightly or easily or even very often, but mm-hmm. But the sheer arrogance in it, there's so much we don't know, and right. in that insecurity of not knowing, I think we've seen a power grab, and we have seen people's fears manipulated, mm-hmm. and again, as believers, we can be people of hope. We don't have to be people who live chained up to fear.
Yes.
And I think even in our American culture, certainly American culture has its share of problems, but, you know, we haven't, you know, knuckled under in the way that we've seen Europe and Australia do. You know,
right.
I think you have a culture there that's even more secular in general than ours is. And, you know, in those secular cultures, the government seems to be everything. Anyway, I'm free
Yeah, but this is why people of faith matter. That's
exactly.
what this all
That's
comes down
saying.
To.
That's right.
Right, is that we cannot bend a knee to that which is unworthy. And it's real clear, you know, I was just talking with a dear friend of mine this morning about this, is that, you know, maybe all this that's happening right now, just, you know, looking at it through Scripture and through a biblical worldview and claiming no revelatory insight here, only just practical reasoning, is that maybe this is an admonishment, because time and again, as you read the Bible, there's always, it comes to that point where God says that you will know that I am God.
Yeah.
And here we are in the midst of all this chaos, and we're in the midst of all this chaos because we chose to take our own paths, to not follow God's laws and his prescription. And all this that's happening right now is a manifestation of our humanity and the audacity of our humanity to say that we know better than God.
Oh,
and
that's right.
You know, and yes, people of faith, it's not that we're inoculated from it. I mean, we're called to be that catalyst of change for truth. But, hey, look, we're human. God understands it. understands that point, and this is why Jesus came. This is why the Holy Spirit is here, to lead us in all truth, to give us the courage and the backbone that is required for this time. I mean, this is not a time for the feeble. You know, this is a time for people to take a stand and to keep standing on those things that we know that are right and true and just and noble, right?
No, that's exactly right. And that offers a real anchor. You know, if my anchor point is whatever Anthony Fauci happens to be saying today, and, you know, it may be different later today.
Chances are.
You're just blowing in the wind, right? And Scripture talks about that, as does Bob Dylan, I might add. But, you know, Scripture talks about being blown this way and that by every wind and wave of teaching. And we have an anchor that enables us to stand firm. I'm mixing my metaphors a little bit, but
I understand what you're saying. I mean, and sometimes when you are talking of the infinite and supernatural, it is hard to put into everyday language. But, you know, people who understand, Adam, we get your drift. We know what you're saying and what you're trying to say. And this is why sometimes when I find myself in this situation behind this microphone, I go, God, why are you doing that? You know, I'm inadequate.
Yeah, and we all are, right?
Right,
I mean,
you know?
that's the starting point for all of us, is the humility to say, even as we do our very best to be representatives of truth and representatives of Christ, you and I are the first to admit we're as fallen as the day is long, and it's only God's grace that enables us to find and articulate the truth. And so, you know, Jesus said it, apart from me, you can't do anything. And
that's right.
And that kind of radical dependence keeps us grounded, keeps us from being arrogant, and helps us to keep pointing people toward Jesus, because heaven knows the culture ain't doing it.
Well, and the culture was never designed to do it.
No, exactly.
It was
never designed.
That was not God's intent. We talked a little bit last week on some of the movies that you had reviewed. Encanto, really, just, boy, I'll tell you, it was something ripe for the audience. Big box office numbers we haven't seen for quite a while, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think, for once, it's a movie that I think is worthy of really maybe going out and watching and go get some pie afterwards and a cup of coffee and talk about it, because it talks about family issues. It talks about forgiveness. It talks about some really core and foundational family-oriented things. It's also just about the only thing on the big screen or the small screen that is worth very much attention, with the possible exception of Hawkeye, which is streaming on Disney Plus, which is the latest Marvel superhero show about Clint Barton and his new protege who is taking over the Hawkeye mantle. And it's pretty much what you would expect from Marvel these days. So, but you can check out our full review at PluggedIn.com.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Adam, is that, you know, with all these offerings, I mean, it's interesting how we get all these zombie movies and, you know, violence and these evil manifestations to normalize evil in the culture, to make it seem that, hey, it's not so bad. Are we being preconditioned for something here?
Well, I mean, I think that the entertainment that we indulge in always has the potential to desensitize us. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, without a doubt. Well, our prayer is that, you know, parents especially, I mean, it is no easy job. It is not for the faint of heart, is it, Adam?
No,
I mean, because it's like you got these kids moving in all kinds of different directions, and they have options that you and I, we couldn't even have perceived when we were growing up. That's for sure.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Adam Holtz is the director of PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. And we're grateful to Focus on the Family for their commitment to support the family.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.